Bella's Cookbook. Stella, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great this morning, Bob. How are you?
Good. Well, we started something over Thanksgiving, didn't we?
We did. This has been kind of fun, though.
It is
lots
fun.
Of fun. It's always fun to talk about food, isn't it?
It is, yeah, especially during the holidays.
Yeah.
Stella's going to tell me about your book.
Well, the book is, as a matter of fact, this evening we're going, Marvelous is having a party, Christmas party out of Big Creek, and we're going to do a little book signing out there, and the books are at Giftique's, and they're pink at the Pinkadilly. I believe Nature's Way has some, and the recipe that we're going to talk about this morning, I think it's on page 145.
Page 145 in Bella's Cookbook. And boy, one of my faves, coffee cake.
Yes.
Now, if you can write this down as we go along, but if you don't get it down, you can go to ktlo.com and you can download the recipe.
That's right. You know, one of the best things about coffee cake is when it's baking and the smell.
Mm-hmm.
And this one will not disappoint you. And it's a great thing. For Christmas morning, while everyone's opening presents, you get up a little bit early, put it in the oven, and let it bake while action's going on.
You make it sound so easy.
It is easy. Well, and this coffee cake is a pretty easy one to make. You know, one of the things about this coffee cake, it's it has egg whites. It has beaten egg whites in it. So it's a very light coffee cake. And when you're baking this, you need to make sure you have a good size 13x9-inch pan that has high walls. Otherwise, the first time I made this years and years ago, I remember I had more in the bottom of the oven than I did in the pan. So a good 2-inch size is important when you make this. So, you know, you've got your typical ingredients, the butter, the sugar, salt, baking powder, milk. You're mixing all that together, and then you fold in the beaten egg whites, and then the topping is wonderful. It's butter and flour, brown sugar, cinnamon, and pecans, and that's optional. Put those on top, put it in the oven, bake 40 to 45 minutes, and you have this wonderful coffee cake. Of course, having a little butter on the side with it doesn't hurt.
Preheat the oven to what, 350 degrees?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a very, of course, put this with all your other breakfast foods and you've got a great breakfast this morning. I know Christmas morning is a time when everyone likes to have things ready. And although this one can't be made ahead, it doesn't take long to make in the morning either.
Right. 2 cups of scant sugar.
Scant. You know what that means?
No,
I love
I don't.
That word, scant.
Is it that sugar means, or is it not? No, it's just a scant.
Scant sugar is not quite to the top. You know how when you measure out, say, a cup of sugar and then you top it off and take a knife and run across? Well, the sugar, when it's scant, a scant cup, not quite to the top.
All right. Well, you learn something every day, don't you?
Yeah. Maybe Sue will get up in the morning and have this ready for you Christmas morning.
I bet you she will.
Again, I'll make sure she gets the recipe, okay?
And I've got the recipe here. If you're unable to download or something, you can drop by and we'll make you a copy of it. It's Bella's Coffee Cake. And go to ktlo.com and you can download the recipe and I'll see you in the morning. We won't give anything away, but that's a good looking.
It's a good recipe in the
good
morning.
Good recipe for tomorrow, isn't it? All right. Well, Stella, thank you much.
Thank you for having me this morning, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
All right. We'll see you in the morning.
Okay, I'll be here.